The last time I was here, 12 or 13 years ago, was the memorial service for my uncle in here. It's the first time I understood resurrection in memorial. And as the family left this chapel, the faculty and the area clergy on the path out there, I understood what it means to believe and to hold for all the saints their labors rest. Greetings from Christ College Irvine. God will undoubtedly grant us 450 students this fall. Again, perhaps 70% church work students. We broke synodical turf on the West Coast. Christ College Irvine and Concordia Portland met together. We were strengthened by one another. On behalf of the area clergy, thank you, faculty, for your Doctor of Ministry program. Our men are enriched, their skills are increased, their loyalty to the Word and the Church is noticed. Recently, I was with a pastor, 3 years in the ministry. In August, when the leaders of his church were on vacation, after the service, he took out a letter and he read. And he said, since I've been underpaid the first year and the second year, and on my third year, I now give to you my personal debt. You become responsible. Over $15,000. And as he was telling me this story, and as I was trying to relate with him, I asked myself, where were you at your ordination? Because repeatedly this August, as the Sons of California, our graduates and yours, Windsor, Shamahorn, and the rest, the strong word of God in the ordination was this: tend the flock of God. That is your charge. Willingly, eagerly, being example to the flock. You see, when we're a shepherd, there is the cross of the shepherd. But there is support and there is strength and there is the crown of the flock. The cross of the shepherd we see so often in the Gospels, the seeking Savior, the leading Savior, the teaching Savior. And the question that you will mull over in your studies here and as you begin your work is, who are the members of my flock? Who is my flock? Who are the members of my flock? And as you drive through your community and you notice young families and children, and you have no grade school or preschool or daycare, the cross of the shepherd begins to wear on you, and you ask yourselves, do I help the congregation and do I bear the cross and do we start a preschool and a day school and a daycare? And that's a cross and that's a risk. And then listen to the crown of the flock, and one of the middle-aged ladies dust off her degree and says, if you'll rent a trailer, I'll teach. And if you form a committee and pray for 11 students, we'd break even then, I'll be there. And the first year, the cross of the shepherd, they were there. We had 11 students. Then a young man in that church said, if we can go this far, and over Christmas vacation, he sold his business and reinvested it and made $1 million. And he said, we're talking about the crown of the flock. He said, I'll hold the construction loan for your school until you're ready. And for 2 years and some months, he held the construction loan of $565,000, refinanced his home so he could carry us through. And literally, thank God, we now have a church extension loan. But you see, God gives us the cross. It is a seeking one. It is a searching one. It is an inquisitive one. But he supports us. He supports our work with the faithful flock, with the crown of the flock. You begin to see the young adults of your church. Some of them are living together. Some of them will come to you and they'll say, now after 6 months or a year, we would like to get married. And you bear that cross. You bear that cross. And yes, finally they confess their sins, and yes, they agree to move apart, and yes, they agree to take adult confirmation. And you marry them. Sometimes you go home and you shower quickly. But Tim, you made good sermon material last week because you bore the cross of the shepherd to a home last May. His name was Doug. And as you bore that cross to his house and you heard his story, a of how his running buddy died walking from the bed to the bathroom, age 26, doing 26 miles. That evening he confessed and he cried and he said with the beggar's hand of faith, yes. And I could say to him at his wedding, even though there were some risks, at his wedding it could be said, there's a young man at a seminary in Fort Wayne who never will have the valleys he could have had because of the confession that you gave him and that will sustain him. The cross of the shepherd, the crown of the flock. But no matter how many stories you tell, we cannot call enough, we cannot research enough, we cannot care enough. As you watch your people, you will notice that some couples no longer sit together. They no longer touch each other. They begin to go to two different services. And you wait for the call. And you hope the call comes after they've seen the attorney and not before. But the call comes. And I don't know how you handle that, but about an hour and 20 minutes into that conversation, you find that you're trying to control your breathing for all the atrocities that third generation Lutheran couple has committed on each other since the third year of their marriage, now in their 34th year. And you hear the anguish and you wonder. And all summer long you don't see them in church and finally they're there. And you understand the cross of the shepherd. But no matter how much research, how much caring, how much loving, how much preaching and teaching, there is never enough. So there are two things. Number one, share the cross. Share the cross. Even Christ did. As you begin to know the members of your congregation and as they hang around and take you out to dinner and care for your babies, in addition to doing all that, they're saying, give me part of the action. They're saying to you, teach me what you learned. They're saying to you in their own, maybe inarticulate way, let me help carry the cross. Remember that all the days of the shepherding, let them help you carry the cross of shepherding. Finally, after you've shared the cross, the theme for the worship this week, crash, as your younger folks say, or simply cave in and go naked to the cross and say, oh, great shepherd, I cannot love enough or pray enough or preach enough or teach enough, but I come to you, naked as I am, weak as I am, desiring to serve you so earnestly. But I hear you, Lord. I hear you, Lord, say, come and retreat in prayer. I hear you, Lord, saying, come and confess all your sins to me so that I can restore you. I hear you, Lord, cast away and in prayer and in renewal and in the sharing of the cross. God gives us new energy, a new day, a new hope. There is the cross of the shepherd. The quest for people and their salvation never ends. There is the crown of the flock, God's faithful who help and support and share. But the ultimate crown is not the flock. It is our shepherd. Come unto me, all who are weary. Seek me, all who are uncertain. Cast away all you who are down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.